The Latino population on Long Island has been steadily growing for years. In the town of Islip in Suffolk County, Latinos account for more than 30% of the town's 300,000 residents. Yet no Latino has ever been elected to the town board. Now Latino voters are suing, claiming they're being systematically disenfranchised. Today, a federal judge will begin hearing arguments about whether Islip's election system violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. WNYC's Beth Furtick reports.
6 years ago, Magali Roman noticed something unusual at Roberto Clemente Park in Brentwood. She saw construction debris accumulating on the grassy fields, right where people were using the park.
And now you see a woman with her child. Kids play soccer here.
It turned out almost 40,000 tons of debris were illegally dumped in the park, materials containing asbestos, pesticides, and other hazardous chemicals. Five people were convicted of illegal dumping, including two former Parks Department employees. But Maria Magdalena Hernandez, an immigrant from El Salvador, says it took months for elected officials to even notice the problem.
Cuando estaba pasando esto del parque, ellos no prestaron atención y fuimos muchas veces.
She says residents complained, but it felt like no one was listening.
Que tiene el municipio. Y no nos escucharon, no nos escuchaban.
Even after the town closed the park, the cleanup took 3 years. Brentwood is predominantly Latino. It's part of the town of Islip, a group of villages and hamlets in Suffolk County with more than 300,000 people. It's the third largest town in New York State. But even though Latinos make up a third of its population, there's never been a Latino elected to the town board. Roman says she and her neighbors feel like second-class citizens.
Without a representative sitting on the town board, there's no way for them to understand what we're feeling, what we're thinking, and how we're working together for the different issues that are coming up in our community.
Hernandez and Roman are now among four individual plaintiffs from Brentwood who, together with two community groups, are claiming that Islip's voting system leaves them disenfranchised. Here's why. The town's four board members are elected at large by everyone from Bayshore to Bayport. Attorney Frederick Brewington says that when the votes of predominantly Latino areas like Brentwood and Central Islip are counted, that's like adding a spoonful of coffee to a cup of cream.
The coffee would lose its identity. It would lose its strength. It would lose its savor. And as a result of that, it's diluted. Well, that's what was happening to the votes. So no matter how much the Latino community would vote together to try and elect someone, their ability to do so was diluted in the larger white population vote.
Brewington says this violates Section 2 of the Federal Voting Rights Act because Latinos form a majority in one geographic area. They also vote in a way that's politically cohesive, but their preferred candidates are always defeated by Islip's white majority. As a result, he says it's not surprising that the dumping occurred, or that Brentwood residents claim police ignored their concerns about crime long before MS-13 gang killings made national news.
So the reality of the failure to have anybody elected from that community has been a total lack of responsiveness.
Brewington won a similar groundbreaking lawsuit more than 20 years ago involving Black voters in nearby Hempstead. That town was required to create geographic districts instead of having everyone vote for the same candidates. Hempstead appealed the case in federal court and lost. The U.S. Supreme Court then declined to review the case, letting the districts stand. Now, Brewington is seeking a similar result in Islip. The town of Islip denies the allegations and declined to comment on the suit. To win a voting rights case, there has to be proof of discrimination. Steve Flotterin, a Republican who sat on the town board for more than a decade, says that didn't happen here. He claims investments were made to playgrounds and roads in Latino communities. He also argues Latinos aren't getting elected because they vote overwhelmingly for Democrats, and Islip is mostly Republican.
Who is the one steering a lot of the argument? It's basically from a political party trying to change boundary lines because they cannot win. It's not because it's Latino or anything else. And they're using the race card to try to share the area.
Some Islip voters see nothing wrong with their election system. Near the town hall on Main Street, one woman, who didn't want to give her name, said that if Latino candidates aren't winning, Maybe it's because their voters aren't coming out. Or she says maybe their message is too narrow.
And if their candidate actually can appeal to non-minorities and show that he's not just about one race over another, there should not be a problem. I wouldn't have a problem voting for somebody.
On this one street in Islip, you'll find upscale shops and restaurants serving sushi, burritos, and homemade ice cream. There aren't any neighborhoods like that in the Latino areas, which aren't as wealthy. As she left a small shopping center in central Islip, Denise Gray, who's Black, said she thinks the town's voting system needs to change because, in her opinion, it favors white residents.
You go to certain areas, the parks are nice and the streets are clean and the housing looks a little bit better.
Some might argue neighborhoods with more money always attract nicer shops and housing, regardless of race. But those behind the lawsuit say they're fighting for basic services.
So this is Noble Street Park.
Anna Flores and her fellow plaintiff Maria Magdalena Hernandez are driving me to another local park. The two women work for the immigrant advocacy group Make the Road New York.
La única luz.
There's only one street light for this playground and basketball court. Flores is 23, and her family came to the U.S. from El Salvador when she was 9. She grew up near the park where the dumping occurred, and her school was overcrowded.
I think it's a matter of just a big systemic racism that's in place. In my perspective, growing up here, you know, first being denied green space to play with. Second, when I would go to school, I wouldn't know if I would have like a seat to sit on or textbooks to read.
The town board doesn't have as much control over schools as parks and sanitation, but Flores says this lawsuit is about ensuring that board members include Latinos in all their conversations. Because right now, she says, they don't need Latinos to get elected.
So why cater to a community who you can do without? They're catering to their constituents, and their constituents that support them are people outside of this community.
The federal trial is expected to last several weeks. The next election for town board is in November of 2021. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.